I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Up Before Daylight. Believe it or not, I was once an Alabama youngin. In those days, my younginhood attitudes change frequently as un-younginhood approaches ever so slowly, but ever so surely. Sweet remembrance. I'm back in time. Today, as a kid, I can't wait to rise with the sun. The first ray of daylight empowers me. I am ready to embrace the day. My dad arises at 5 a.m. and is off to work. Mom is puttering about in the kitchen, preparing a second breakfast, this one for herself and us kids. I pull on pants and shirt, run barefoot to the open screened window, check to confirm the day. I can see sparkled dew on morning leaves, errant butterflies plying their trade, chattering birds scanning the dew for clueless worms. Another day begins in the paradise of younginhood. Being young means my mind is lighter, not yet burdened with responsibilities beyond a few daily chores. Village elders and dedicated parents carry the load so that I can experience a few years of carefree wonder. As teenagedom slowly approaches, I begin to feel the weight of life's possibilities, life's confusions, life's upcoming pleasures. A few doubts and fears creep about. I have to start the process of taking on the world as it is slowly handed off to me by aging adults. I experiment with the idea of denial. Just pretending everything is fine often makes everything fine. As a teenager, I am not as anxious to get up in the morning. Why does anyone want to rise at 6 a.m.? Getting up means facing teachers and bullies and acne and more chores. I pretty much dance around these adolescent attitudes until one summer when I go to work as a laborer on a housing construction project. This means getting up earlier than ever on Monday morning, riding in a pickup truck with other workers for 2 hours, then spending the week away from home, sloughing about in blazing heat. I learn to take orders, do heavy lifting, navigate my way through the startling pathways of rough and tumble, tough guy culture. For a wimpy kid like me, all filled with writing and literature and scholarly intake and storytelling, this is quite a challenge. But true to my nature, I absorb this educative experience and turn it all into stories. I hone my observation skills without even knowing it at the time. I survive the labor world, and just 1 year later, find the job I really want. Far away from strain and heat stroke, I become a 17-year-old on-air radio personality. Imagine that. Within a few months, I turn into a semi-adult. Like my father, I rise before daylight, this time willingly, with enthusiasm, and rush to my job as sign-on announcer at a radio station. Then, later, as television host, I suddenly begin transitioning into the role of village elder. Does the heft of responsibility wear me down? Sometimes, yes. But like the kid I once was, I still check the morning dew, scope out the early birds, feel sorry for the early worms, embrace the beckoning sunshine. All this happens a long, long time ago. Many adventures and misadventures occur since then. A sign of encroaching maturity on my part is the fact that I won't bore you with all these intervening stories. Well, not quite yet, anyhow. I was once an Alabama youngin. Maybe you too were once an Alabama youngin. Try to remember.